Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Program for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our program is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the Age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers. They work in many fields and can teach us the art of living, how to live in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace for us all.
Good morning and welcome to today's program. Today's theme will be the environment, and as is often the case, I will start by reading an article from Benjamin Creme's master, and this one is titled The Earth in Travail. It may be said that at last some men are beginning to take seriously the dangers posed by global warming and the consequent climate changes that this is bringing about. It is true that there is much disagreement over the reality and extent of the dangers and of the best means of approaching the problems which we are agreed to exist. However, there is no doubt that some men at least are recognising that men face a formidable task in halting the progress of destruction and in stabilising the environment. It is also true that even the most aware and concerned of men know little of the extent and complexity of the problems. The problem of pollution is such a case. Pollution takes many forms, some obvious and easily dealt with if the will to do so exists. Some, however, require a science and a remedy as yet unknown to man. They are so toxic and destructive that they must be given high priority to overcome. The effect of pollution on the quality of air, food, on animals and on fish in rivers and the oceans is known but largely ignored. The most destructive of all, that caused by nuclear radiation, awaits discovery by Earth scientists. The upper levels of nuclear radiation are beyond the present atomic technology. They are also the most toxic and hazardous to man and the lower kingdoms. On all those levels, the problems of pollution must be overcome. This can be achieved only by a complete reconstruction of the present political, economic, and social structures. Man has ravaged and polluted the earth and severely damaged his own environment. Now, man must see it as a top priority to remedy what he has hurt and so restore to health his ailing planet. He must learn to simplify his demands on the planet and learn the beauty of simplicity and the joy of sharing. Man has but little choice. The urgency of the task demands immediate action. Few indeed realize the true scale of damage already done. The question may be asked, can planet Earth be saved, and by what means? The answer is a resounding yes, and by means which involve the transformation of the present modes of living by the majority of men. The paramount ambition of all so-called developed countries is to achieve an ever higher percentage of growth of their economies to become thereby richer, and in an economic world based on competition, to attain dominance and power, and so enjoy a higher standard of life. This being so, the pillaging of the earth, the cavalier waste of resources, is seen as only natural and necessary. This irresponsible action has at last brought planet Earth almost to its knees. Maitreya, you can be sure, will not be long in addressing this urgent problem and in presenting his solutions. The first step, he will advocate, is the acceptance of the urgency which many today deny. Sharing, he will say, is the beginning of the process of change, which will provide the answers to our woes and the rehabilitation of Earth. So I'm going to now read some excerpts from Benjamin Creme's books, and the first will be a paragraph or two from the book The World Teacher for All Humanity. And this is one of the books that is downloadable for free if you go to the Share International website. We, the developed world, that is one third of the world's population, misuse and denude the planet of resources and are making the world untenable. The world cannot sustain much longer the methods of husbandry of the Western nations today, with the most terrible result, the pollution which covers the world, the air, the land, the rivers, even the oceans. We destroy huge areas of what were once forests, which supply or did supply the oxygen we need to live. We are making this planet uninhabitable. Even if sharing the world's resources was not a problem, it would inevitably be impossible for the world to carry on much longer with the present misuse of resources. We have to share in order that all can live, but we have to learn to live more simply so that we can all live. We have to simplify our lifestyles and make fewer and more intelligent demands on the planet. The ecological balance of the world will be one of Maitreya's main concerns. And he will, from the highest level, show the misuse of planet Earth and the inevitable results of continuing as we are. The need for action in that regard will become obvious to scientists and, through them, the governments of the world. To some extent, of course, this is already happening, but not enough. And this next book is My Transmission, Volume 3. Since we are polluting our planet with nuclear radiation, gases of all kinds, fertilizers, pouring the most obnoxious chemicals into our rivers, reservoirs, and land, and making the air practically unbreathable in major cities by the exhaust of cars, then it is obvious we must get rid of the pollution. Everyone, without exception, is suffering to a greater or lesser degree, depending on their constitution, from pollution. There is a growing incidence of diseases throughout the planet, mainly relating to the skin, heart, and lung. That is a huge problem facing humanity, and it has to be tackled right away. The nuclear power plants must be wound down. The polluting of our rivers must be seen as a crime against society. At the moment, it is an easy way to get rid of effluents. It is criminal to poison the rivers on which much drinking water depends. It is criminal to pour into the seas chemical effluents which kill off many fish. For the Japanese and others, for example, this is a major problem because they live mainly on fish. Or they did until very recently. My master has said that after the redistribution of resources, the number one priority is to tackle the ecological problems of the world. Maitreya has said this is something that engages everyone. No one is too young or too old, he says, to take part in this. Whether it is wasting a little piece of paper or burning an entire forest to make way for grazing cattle for beef, we have to change. This cannot be done overnight, and it can only be done by consensus. Consensus will take place only when the need is seen. When the need is seen, the way towards it will be found. And this will result from the acceptance of the principle of sharing. When we accept the principle of sharing, we are accepting that we can no longer destroy the environment. We have to change the distribution process, and we have to learn to live with less. That does not mean with not enough. There is enough for everybody if it is distributed more equitably, and this will be done. And slight digression here from the books. This is from Share International magazine, and this is the July-August issue 2009. It's a question and answer. The question was, how great is the danger from nuclear weapons? And Benjamin Krim's reply, humanity is the key. If we do not listen to Maitreya's advice for sharing justice, peace and right relationship, this earth will cease to be. We either share or we die. We now have the most powerful weapon that has ever been devised, the nuclear weapon. Japan had two atomic bombs dropped on it at the end of the Second World War. Compared with the bombs of today, those were like toys, but they killed many thousands of people. Today, it is believed that nine nations in the world have nuclear weapons. These are the official ones. There are actually 24 nations which have nuclear bombs, openly or otherwise. If these were used, it would be the end of life on planet Earth for millions and millions of years. This planet is filled with pollution. Our pollution is pouring into the atmosphere, ocean, seas, river, earth, either pollution from our industrial wastes or pollution from our atomic energy, so-called safe reactors. Like other nations, Japan is getting ready to build more atomic power stations. And those who build atomic power stations are under the illusion that they can control nuclear energy, that they know all about it. They're living in an illusion while so many are dying from the effects of nuclear pollution. They understand only three planes of matter: solid physical, liquid physical, and gaseous physical. They know nothing about the four further states of matter known to the masters and called the etheric planes. They do not have the technology sensitive enough to recognize the etheric planes. The instruments are inadequate. People are dying needlessly from the effects of radiation on those four higher levels. We have to get rid of nuclear radiation and all its aspects as soon as we possibly can. Going back to the books, this is from Maitreya's Mission, Volume 1. It's a question and answer. And the question is, does the implementation of the Lord Maitreya's teachings also give a solution to the problems of environmental pollution? And the reply, yes, most certainly. You'll find that the basis of Maitreya's teaching is right relationship between man and woman, man and God, and between man and his environment, the planet. We will come to understand that man, nature and God are one, and that proper care of the planet and all the kingdoms in it is essential to the well-being of the whole. In practical terms, we can look forward to a much simpler style of living, in the developed West that is, without the gross overproduction through competition and the waste of resources that we have today. The built-in obsolescence, which is so much a part of modern industrial policy, will have to be replaced by regard for conservation of materials and the environment. Noise pollution, one of the most harmful to health through its effect on the etheric body and the nervous system, although seldom emphasised, is fortunately relatively easy to deal with. And another book, this is The Art of Cooperation, and again it's a question and answer, but I'll just start partway through the answer. We are beginning to take responsibility for our planet on a global scale, albeit in a very tentative, barely discernible way. We are beginning to realise what we are doing to our environment, that we are gradually killing off the planet as a living, breathing, evolving body of expression of a great cosmic being, which of course the planet is. We are beginning to see that we cannot go on despoiling the planet, polluting the air, rivers and oceans. More and more concerned groups have brought this to the attention of governments. At long last, many governments meet on a more or less regular basis to discuss the problems and see what can be done about them. That is a new maturity, a growing sense by humanity that it is one, brothers and sisters of one humanity, on this planet to carry out some plan, some role, which is as yet dimly felt by most people. That we are at last taking seriously what individual groups have for long brought to the notice of governments is a sign that we are recognising our vulnerability and also our oneness. We are maturing. For about a century and a half, we have thought it perfectly in order to ravage and despoil the planet for short-term gains, making money, driving industry, all the forces and ideas which brought about the Industrial Revolution. Now we are faced with the post-industrial revolution, which is a new concept. We are past the age of 19th century industrialization and its refinement in the 20th century, and we do not know what lies ahead. There must be the creation of goods, but most people do not know that it will take a completely different form, using completely different methods which will not despoil the planet. We are now awakening to the urgency of this planetary ecological problem. There's time to read you out excerpts from one more article from Benjamin Krem's master. The title of the article is Help is Needed and Offered. It will soon become clear that without help, men have but little time to rectify the problems, ecological, political and economic, which cause chaos, danger and heartache to the majority of Earth's people. It is a situation unique in Earth's history. Much depends on men realising that they have, as custodians, the responsibility to tend carefully the well-being of the planet and all its kingdoms, and to pass on a vibrant, healthy planetary home to future generations. So unhealthy has the planet become from man's predatory action and cavalier neglect that, were it human, grave doubts of its recovery would be in order. The home of man and the lower kingdoms must be nursed back to health to fulfil its role in the evolving plan. Chaos reigns likewise in the political sphere. The nations are led by groups dedicated to the past, unable to see that their methods apply no longer to the needs of today and tomorrow. Blindfolded and arrogant, they strut the stage of life like out-of-date actors, unsure of their direction or their lines. The door marked exit looms large for these destructive usurpers of power. And just skipping to the last paragraph of this article, we see all men as one, brothers and sisters of one great family. Men need likewise to banish from their hearts the sense of separation and to rediscover the reality of brotherhood which lies at the heart of the human condition. Men, all men, are potential gods, and needs must create the conditions in which they all can flourish. We will help you to do this gladly when you take the first small step in that direction. That first step is not difficult nor fraught with risk. You have nothing to lose and your divinity to gain. That first step is called sharing. Thank you for listening to today's program, and check out the website share-international.org if you'd like more information. Wishing you all a lovely week.